This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By webenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Go look up Questworthy. It's the new one. And it's strawberry, from what I hear. When you do that, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a pro hockey team teaming up with Fallout. Oh boy, the ESL 2028 event calendar was announced. We'll go over it briefly. And what is going on with Final Fantasy VII Part 3? We got an update there. But that'll be after The Verge reporting Warner Brothers Discovery is ready for a sale. In fact, they said it out loud, but for months now, and it wants to be acquired by another entertainment mega corporation. And Warner Brothers Discovery announced that it had initiated a review of strategic alternatives to maximize the shareholder value. That's a quote, by the way. Because they want to have a massive acquisition deal with the right buyer. Now, we do know that Warner Brothers does have a gaming arm. That's why we are looking at this. Because they did say that his board of directors still intends to move forward with plans to split into two companies, which is called Warner Brothers and Discovery. And this interest in the sale is prompted by the offers it has received from other properties, from other parties, I'm sorry, not properties, the entire company. WBD President, CEO, David Slavov, did also stress that the company would want to, quote, make important strides to position our business to succeed in today's evolving media landscape, end quote. And he wants to return the studios to its, quote, industry leadership, end quote. Good quote. It's no surprise that significant value of our portfolio is receiving increased recognition by others in the market. After receiving interest from multiple parties, we have initiated a comprehensive review of strategic alternatives to identify the best path forward to unlock the full value of our assets, end quote. Now, he did not call out any interested parties by name, but it was clear that it was sparked by an acquisition proposal from Paramount Skydance Corporation, because the CEO, David Ellison, was willing to pay $20 per share for Warner Brothers Discovery. Now, there is no deadline or timetable for any deals right now. But if it does happen, you better believe that the gaming arm will be affected. But they're not going to affect this. GamesRadar.com did say that Square Enix is considering a Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 DLC. And that's what Naoki Miguchi did say, because he did say, quote, things are really up in the air, end quote. Now, they are indeed making Part 3 of the Final Fantasy VII trilogy. And that will have an additional DLC and a whole nother game that are on the table. And that's according to the director, Naoki Hamaguchi. And that'll be when the main story is done. So the first part of the epic redo was Cloud's quest to stop Sephiroth from destroying the planet. And that is coming to Switch 2 and Xbox Series S and X. And the second one is not far behind. The last installment in its development is going on without a release window. But nothing is set in stone. So, Yamaguchi was talking with WCCF Tech, and we kind of know them, because he was saying that they were committed to more things that could be a reality. Quote, once we release the third installment, there's a possibility of having a DLC for that game, end quote. He did talk about some extra content, which is planned for Rebirth, but then they realized that the priority should be getting all three games out before they think about anything else. So if the idea was good enough for the DLC, why shouldn't it be enough to be included in the next game? That's what Games Radar is asking. But he was talking about the big factor on how it will be the franchise sits culturally by that point. because Final Fantasy VII did bring back many lapsed fans and created more fans in the new ones. And Square Enix wants to capitalize on all that attention. With a quote, "With the conclusion of Final Fantasy VII Remake Trilogy, there's probably going to be a much wider audience for Final Fantasy as a whole. Whether we bring another new DLC or a full title, that's something we're actively considering," end quote. Are you looking forward to Final Fantasy Remake Part 3? You can let me know at Joe Brums. But let's say you wanted to see a homemade movie. Oh, this is going to get scary. Yeah, that's why I wanted to put it in this early, because Polygon did say that the Dead by Daylight did get a short fan film, and that came from the Canadian developer Behavior Interactive, and it was called The One Killer. It was pitted against four survivors in a sick, twisted game of a cat and mouse. Now, I didn't see it, because I don't care to see it. But if you want to see it, you can indeed look it up. It's up on YouTube. You can go check that out. It's got some animated shorts, too. Yeah. But we get out of that. This could be scary for some of the people. According to IGN, PlayStation Plus is going to lose 7 games in November, including Battlefield 5. And they got that from Push Square. The 7 games are Alternate Jake Hunter, Deldus, The Awakening of Golden Jazz, Battlefield 5, Digimon Survive, Football Manager 2024 Console, Like a Dragon, Ishin, Synapse, Travis Strikes Again, No More Heroes. There's the 7. But they were saying that the October games, well, this could be coming. Silent Hill 2, for extra. Until Dawn, At Dusk Falls, Be Rising, Yakuza Like a Dragon, Poppy Playtime, Chapter 1, Wizard with a Gun. Premium gets Tekken 3. Well, they gotta make room for new games, right? We'll see. But don't worry, Xbox people, we got something a little bit later on. But this is going to be about EA. Because Eurogamer did say that Sims Mobile will be shutting down this January. Why? Because it's being replaced with something else. So the servers will be going offline on January 20th next year. The Sims Mobile launch for iOS and Android in 2017 did deliver some free-to-play Sims experience that was similar to the main series. EA did announce there will be no more content update for The Sims Mobile, and the publisher did confirm that the game's closure and sharing the details of its shutdown. According to the website, The Sims Mobile will be delisted from iOS and the App Store and the Google Play Store today, the 21st of October, at 1:30 p.m. UTC. That will follow the final release of a final update that was earlier this week, giving some unlimited energy to all the players. And they did have some very extensive timeline, which goes from a festival pass through a treasure hunt, unlimited time quest, so on and so forth. And they did give the timelines to that. The last one is Wumple's Wishlist 7, which is a limited time quest, January 10th to January 17th. With that, the Sims Mobile team did say, quote, "On behalf of the entire Sims Mobile team, thank you for sharing this amazing journey with us. We hope you enjoy the final update that has final months allowed everyone to finish projects, make memories, and celebrate their Sims," end quote. Now, EA did not give a reason for the Sims Mobile shutdown, but Eurogamer did think that they were making way for a new mobile game. And right now it's being referred to as the Sims Labs Town Stories. And we saw some of those playtests last year, along with some further playtest footage. And that did surface up on Android this past April as the Sims Labs Town Stories. So we shall see what happens with that. But we go to the esports corner. HLTV did say that the ESL did announce the 2028 event calendar. So here are the dates. No games were announced. ESL Event 1 is January 26th through February 6th. This is 2028. ESL Event 2, March 3rd through the 19th. ESL Event 3, April 10th through the 16th. Event 4, August 2nd through the 13th. Event 5, September 16th through October 1st. Event 6, October 23rd through the 29th. ESL Counter-Strike did get up on X and said, quote, with the second half of 2025 well underway, we turn our attention for a brief moment towards 2028 and our event footprint. Today, we're announcing the full breakdown of calendar dates for the six ESL events will run from 2028 as part of the ESL Pro Tour for Counter-Strike. Okay, so it's for Counter-Strike. So I'm wrong. So why? For Counter-Strike fans, well, there's your 2028. Told you there's going to be some Xbox. Because if you have an Xbox Series X and S, you get some backgrounds. Yes, you do. This comes to us from purexbox.com, and they did add two more backgrounds for the collection. And the two backgrounds are based on the Elder Scrolls Online and the Outer Worlds 2. So if you want those backgrounds, they're available for your Xbox. You want something cool on the way out, GameSpot.com did say there's a pro hockey team that's hosting the Fallout Night partnership with Bethesda. Yes, they are. And there's a new season of Fallout that'll be coming to Horizon or Amazon's Prime Video because they're heading to New Vegas. So Texas is showing off their jerseys for Fallout Night October 25th. And that'll be at the HEB Center at Cedar Park in Cedar Park, Texas, because they're going to have some Fallout jerseys. So earlier this fall, Bethesda did drop the Fallout 76 update, which includes a camp, a building camp easier, and the studio did reveal that Walton Goggins will reprise his role as the Ghoul in Fallout 76, Burning Steps expansion, which will officially launch early December. Now, of course, he's got a large part in Fallout Season 2, which will premiere on Prime Video on December 17th. And the video did share some first look images from the new season. It did show off a few highlights from New Vegas, along with some other good stuff. So, if you're in Texas, go check out Cedar Park if it's not that far from you on the 25th. And that does look like Fallout. But go enjoy it. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.